Good morning. That was Leverett with Glory of the Sun and the Road to Poynton from In the Round. And before that, we heard the Katie McNally Trio doing the McNallys of Francis Hill and the Millers of Newbury. And of course, that wonderful piano belongs to none other than Neil Perlman. It is 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Hopefully everybody got to hear the good news that the Army Corps of Engineers refused to give the pipeline folks an easement to drill under the Missouri River and inundate the land of the Standing Rock Sioux. Of course, it doesn't mean that things are over by a long shot. I'm sure they're going to try and come up with an alternate route or plan, but it's good news, and we hold close these wonderful things. As we mentioned, this is the time when we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. Our calendrical information is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. December the 5th is the best time to rid gardens of snails. Well, if you haven't turned your garden over, you probably want to do it now before everything freezes solid. Inspect cider stocks against Christmas. December 6th is the Feast of St. Nicholas, a boy bishop's appointed. St. Nicholas was a 4th century bishop of Myra in Asia Minor, who was so pious, even as a baby, that he would only suckle once on fast days. He is said to have saved 3 maidens from prostitution by covertly throwing 3 golden balls for their dowries through their window by night, and to have miraculously revived 3 murdered boys pickled in a brine tub. He is thus the special patron of children, as well as of pawnbrokers, who uses 3 golden balls as a sign, and his nocturnal kindness is perpetuated in the gifts left by Sinterklaas, the Dutch American version of his name. December the 7th, protect plants against frost, especially rosemary, for Christmas decorations. Evergreen rosemary, the rose of the Virgin Mary, is one of the special plants of Christmas. It was believed to blossom at midnight on Christmas Eve and to have acquired its scent from the garments of the infant Jesus, which the Virgin hung out to dry on a rosemary bush. Where rosemary grows, the woman rules the house. Gerard's Herbal of 1636 notes, rosemary comforteth the brain, the memory, and the inward senses. The distilled water of the flowers, being drunk morning and evening, taketh away the stench of the mouth and breath, and maketh it very sweet. December the 8th, observe the day of the week on which babies are born. Who that is born on Sunday shall be great and shining. He that is born on the Monday shall prosper if he begin any work on that day. Who that is born on Tuesday shall be covetous and perish by iron and hardly come to his last age. He that is born on Wednesday shall lightly learn words. On Thursday, they that are born shall be stable and worshipful. He that is born on Friday shall be of long life and very lecherous. But who that is born on Saturday shall seldom be profitable. But if the course of the moon bring it about, and that's from the Knowledge of Things Unknown of 1729. December the 9th, robins now much in evidence, singing their winter song. Robins have long been associated with Christmas charity because perhaps their red breasts were believed to be stained by Christ's blood, which spurted there when a kindly robin tried to pluck a prickle from the crown of thorns. It is very unlucky to kill or cage a robin or a wren or to take their eggs, since the robin redbreast and the wren are God Almighty's cock and hen. December the 10th, lay in stocks of Christmas firewood. Make a jumble biscuits. Tusser's 500 points of good husbandry of 1573 notes, no season to hedge, get beetle and wedge, cleave logs now all for kitchen and hall. And December 11th, St. Andrew's Day, old style, the cacophonous midnight tin can band, which still perambulates Broughton in Northamptonshire at about this date, recalls the old custom of riding the stang. Riding the stang, or the Skimmington ride, was a very public display of disapproval directed at wife beaters, husband beaters, adulterers, or other like offenders. The erring man or woman themselves, if they should be caught, or someone representing them, or else a straw dummy, was paraded through the streets astride a stang or pole. And behind them marched the rantan band, beating pans and kettles, blowing horns, and singing insulting songs. Outside the offender's house, a speech recounting their crime was made, and sometimes the straw effigy was burnt. This ceremony was repeated on three nights in succession, and if the offenders had any sense, they did not stay long in the village afterwards. Well, as I mentioned, we can celebrate the victory for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, but there is much more to do. And here we have the Afro-Celt sound system giving us some advice.
The dark. crash landed in a field near the River Adur. Flowers sprang from the ground, lambs burst from the wombs of their mothers. In a hole beneath the bridge you convalesced, you fashioned a mast of twigs and clay. You cried beneath the dripping trees, a ghost song lodged in the throat of a mermaid. With my voice, I am calling you. You're a young man waking covered in blood that is not yours. You're a woman in a yellow dress, surrounded by a charm of hummingbirds. You're a young girl full of forbidden energy, flickering in the gloom. You're a drug addict lying on your back in a Tijuana hotel room. With my voice, I am called. With my voice, I am calling you. You're an African doctor harvesting tear ducts. You believe in God, but you get no special dispensation for this belief now. You're an old man sitting by the fire, you're the mist rolling off the sea. You're a distant memory in the mind of your creator, don't you see? With my voice, I am called. With my voice, I am calling you. Let us sit together until the moment comes. With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling.
morning. It's 9:28. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Jay Atwood with Sometimes It Rains, and you're wondering, wait, it's snowing outside. Well, yes, but it's supposed to turn to rain later on and then stop by this afternoon. But in the meantime, enjoy the white. Prior to that was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Jesus Alone from Skeleton Tree. And we started off with the Afro-Celt Sound System from their album The Source, Beware Soul Brother. And next up, we're going to hear a trio of songs from the Green album, which came out this summer. And I'm very high on this. So here we go.
Yeah.
If there's life out in the stars, do they turn their eyes to ours? Do we look serene? Do we look so clear? A tiny dot way out in space, the home of the human race. But things, they aren't going so well down here. From furthest sea to familiar shore, from highest peak to the forest floor, all creatures great and politicians who disagree, and another country overthrown. Sometimes I think that the world's insane, but then when I look again, I see the only madness is our own. From furthest sea to familiar shore, from highest peak to the forest floor, all creatures great and all creatures small, how can we believe? How
the glow on the horizon that heralds each unfolding day. And the first few rays of sunshine that chase the morning dew away. And as the birds awake and singing, sweet promise deals to light the way. Sing for the beauty of the dawning. Sing for the beauty of the day. Sing for the beauty of the dawning. Sing for the beauty of the day. For all the ancient windswept mountains with snowy peaks where eagles fly, or painted slopes of wildflowers, bright blossoms kissed with summer light. For every wild flowing river where salmon run, future generations, sing for the beauty of the day. Sing for all future generations. Sing for the beauty of the day. Glow on the horizon that heralds each unfolding day, and the first few rays of sunshine.
He's an oldie, but a moldie. Surround me. I'll wait for the morning's light, and I'll watch fevers rise. My time's been lent, his body's spent, and he'll return to the skies. And the crystals at the window tell me that the morning's here. Orion's gone, I'm all alone, and I have no more to fear. So when night comes to your land, look out upon the skyline, and let the sun guide you tomorrow. What night will be Orion's time?
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive, we'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
So, Spiral Dance Live gave us Man from the Stars and Center of Gravity from Warts and All. And we heard three songs from the Green album. Kellyanna gave us Sing for the Day. Before that, Damn the Bard gave How Can We Believe We Own It All. And Tutha Dea, who were behind the Green album, gave us Green. It is 9:52. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Please stay tuned for more great music. We're going to be going out of here with Jay Atwood's Good Medicine.
Yeah.